Time for Us to Listen by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
This morning we're in Deuteronomy chapter number 6. This contains one of those portions of scriptures that young boys memorize. Can somebody tell me what verse that is?
What 5 is this? Deuteronomy
chapter 6.
The Shema.
Hear, O Israel. You know, sometimes we need to just listen. That's what God is saying. It is time for us to listen. Israel had a hard time listening. In fact, they had a hard time hearing. God talked a lot to them, but they didn't listen very well. And it's important for us to realize that we can't learn a thing unless we learn to listen. God is probably the best teacher we ever could have, because he has a great concern and care in his heart for us. He loves us with a love that will never go away. And I'm grateful that God is like he is, because I know that I fall so far short of who God is and what he wants me to be many times. But I pray that we will learn to hear what God says to us. And that verse that I was referring to is verse number 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. One Lord. The peoples of old had many gods, most of them, except Israel. God said, listen, I am the one true Lord, the true God. Listen to me. And in fact, if you learn to listen to God, learn to what he's saying to you, learn to fear or reverence God, as it says in verse 2, and seek to keep all his commandments and statutes, thou, thy son, thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Wow. God said, listen to me, and your life will be longer. And that's exactly what tends to happen when we listen to God. God's ways are the right ways. In fact, in his word, he says, there is a way that seems right to a man. The ways there are the ways of death. Wow. Man may think it's the right way, but is it? Is it God's way? What does God want in our lives? God wants us to learn to hear what he says and to do what he says we ought to do. What a challenge for us today. This is a challenge for all of us, isn't it? Doing what God is trying to teach us to do. But there's a bonus in it. There's a bonus. If I learn to listen, God says your life will tend to be longer. God will lengthen your days. God will bless you in your days. Thanks be to God for the blessing he provides just for us being obedient children. Children that listen to what our Heavenly Father is trying to teach us. And you know, God teaches us not only in the things he says, but the things he does. The things he works out in our lives. How he watches over us and guides us and shows us the right way. God is there for you and me. And I pray that we as fathers today will be one who follows the example of God, because He's teaching us all along. And He wants us to teach the lessons we have learned to our children and our children's children. You see, when you get to be a grandpa, you have a lot of latitude. And in fact, those youngsters begin to look at you with respect and say, hey, they've been around a while. They know a few things. I better listen to them. Learn from their experience instead of learning from my own experience. Amen? It's a lot easier to learn from others than it is to learn all the lessons myself. I can see how God has worked in their lives. And that ought to encourage me and you to know that as He's worked in their lives, He'll work in your life to establish His purposes and allow us the opportunity just to learn to hear what God is saying to us. But you know, to hear, I've got to quit talking. I've got to start listening to what God is saying to me. You probably got to do the same thing. You've got to learn to hear what God is trying to teach you. God is doing that with me every day. Every experience I go through is a learning experience. And sometimes I get to go through the lesson more than once. How about you? You get to go through the lesson more than once? Well, it's kind of like the teacher. You guys just quite haven't got it yet. We're going to try this again some other way. God does that with us. He's patient, long-suffering, and kind. He doesn't give us what we exactly deserve. Oh, that I was more like Him. That I would learn those lessons. Learn to hear what He's teaching me. In verse 5 of our text this morning, He says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. In other words, completely love the Lord. Put Him first and foremost in your life, and everything else will come out right. Yes, God wants us to have His word in our heart. Do you take God's word to heart? Does it guide your life? Does it show you the right way? Yeah, God's word will show us the right way. And when we listen to God's word and really hear it, truly hear it, it will give us the opportunity then to be that one who, like God, teaches our children the way that they ought to go. Verse 7 says, thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. In other words, every particular area of my life, and every day, every moment, God wants me to be teaching, not only by the things I say, but the things I do or don't do. God wants me to be that example that they can look at. And they can say, here's the right way. Here's the way that God teaches us to go. You know, when I think about children, I think about how quickly they pick up on things, how quickly they learn. Wow. I'm kind of a slow learner anymore. But God patiently waits on me to learn the lessons He wants me to learn. God is faithful. I pray that I can become more faithful just like Him. Then I can be that one who shows them the right way and does the right things. God, by His grace, will lead me and you to teach others God's truth. You see, God's truth is imperative for us to teach our youngsters. They must know the truth. Only God has the truth. We must walk in it day by day. Amen. How do I do that? I read God's Word. I study God's Word. I pray. I ask God to give me insight into God's Word. And He will teach me the things I need to say. And He'll teach me the things I ought to do or not do in my life. God's Word is there for me and you to teach us the truth so we can teach others. You realize that's our duty as parents, to teach our youngsters the way of truth, and the way of truth is God's way. What do I do with God's ways? Verse 8 says, I bind them for a sign on my hand. Now, the Israelites of old had this little box, and they put these words inside that box and had it on their hand. They had other little garments on their clothing to remind them of God's presence and God's direction for the life. And then they had this little box in front that they tied on. Maybe you might even see that if you see somebody praying at the wailing wall. They might have this little box between their eyes. Frontlet, they call it. Keep your eye on the Word of God. Doesn't mean we have to bind God's Word on our heart or on our mind. Get them right here. Heart and mind. Can you do the circle? It always got me confused. Of course, I'm easily confused. But God's never confused. He always knows what's right. He'll always point me in the right way. And I pray that God will help us as adults to point the youngsters in the right way. God, give me wisdom, I pray. God, help me to have a bit of patience like you do with those who are slow to learn. Sometimes that's hard if you learn quickly. To be patient with those who don't learn so quickly. How about you? Is that your testimony? Is that what God is working on you? Help me to be a little more like you, dear Lord, is my prayer every day. And I pray that we as parents will be those that point our children in the right way. That we set that example. I know that children expect certain things. They expect us to be consistent. Sometimes that's hard, isn't it? To be consistent. Because, think about it, God, isn't He consistent? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He loves me in spite of me. I pray that I can be more like Him every day. But that I can show others the right way so that they can be blessed in their lives. And so God's Word needs to be that which I teach. It needs to be that which is bound upon my life And my life demonstrates the ways of God to the world. Finally, it says, write them upon the post of your house and on your gates. Some of us have those sayings in various different places in the house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How about that? Joshua chapter 1. Good verse. Do we practice it? Do we practice it? Do we live it every day? That's what matters. It's not enough to say it. We need to do it. Just do what God teaches us to do. To be faithful and true to Him. To be faithful to His Word. To be faithful to the Holy Spirit of God who lives inside of us. To teach us and guide us every day. And to praise Him for all He continues to do on our behalf day by day. You see, God is good to us. Wow. Unlike the Israelites of old, they were taught the Word, but they needed to hide the Word in their heart. They need to have the Holy Spirit of God in their heart. Teach them the right way now. Listen. Listen to me, God says. Listen. My way is the right way. My way is the way of blessing. Fathers, I challenge you to be one your children can look to and say, God knows what's right. God lives right day by day. He puts you first. He honors you. He does what you teach him. I'm going to look at that example because, God, you are the greatest father of all. I'm going to look to you for the blessings you provide in my life, in the lives of my posterity. Yes, God is the one that does the blessing. May you let Him be the one who blesses your children. Be a blessing. Serve God. Honor God. Praise God every day. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, which teaches us about you. God, help us, Lord, to take your word, hide it in our heart. Because we've listened to you, help us be those that are able to teach others, because we've been taught by you. Guide us, use us, work through us and in us to be a blessing. Help us to honor you in our lives as a family. God, just honoring you each and every day. We ask and pray this in Christ's name.